You are listening to Anamkara, a podcast about the spiritual journey and what makes us human. Anamkara is a soul friend, a person with whom you can share your deepest thoughts, feelings, and dreams with. In this podcast, I will share my journey as well as occasionally have guests from myriad different religions and walks of life. And for a time, we walk together and learn from each other's journey. So come along with us and be an Anamkara, a soul friend. Hey friends, it's Bax here. It's been a little while since I did my last episode, and I wanted to take a moment to keep you in the loop of what I've been working on, thinking on, and doing. One of the things I've taken up in this new year is daily meditation and yoga practice. Way back when I was a massage therapist, I did yoga almost daily at the gym where I worked. It offered yoga classes. I loved it. Now, many years later, I've gotten older and I've realized I've lost a lot of my flexibility. So with this new year, as I started, I could only do a couple of the asanas very well, and often with shaky limbs if I held it for very long. Now, here we are in April, and my flexibility has increased. I still have a long ways to go, but I can hold some of the poses without that all that shakiness that I had previously. I can turn a little bit more. I can bend a little easier. I love the feel of doing yoga. The delicious feeling of my body moving in tune with my breath and then pausing. It's amazing. It is an indescribable reality for me. My spiritual practice has found so much more depth based on this foundational belief of embodied spirituality. And that's what I'm going to talk about today. So what is embodied spirituality? Well, I think of it this way. In many of the world's religions today, the body is often looked on as an impediment or somehow less than a spirit. In fundamentalist Christianity, it's often seen as the body is utterly depraved, it's fallen. But many other religions say it's just looked on as an impediment. Somehow it's going to hold back the spirit. So folks start to look forward to leaving their bodies behind to go to heaven or escape this reality for nirvana or liberation or whatever. But embodied spirituality, whatever form it takes, and it can happen in any religion, says no. It actually says our bodies are holy. Our flesh is sacred. Our body is the means to create beauty, to show love, to make love. Our bodies can be silly and make that most holy sound of deep laughter. Sure, our bodies are also capable of making atomic bombs, of raising our fists in anger, and speaking words of anger and abuse. But embodied spirituality, rather than shaming our bodies or tossing the baby out with the bathwater, calls us to a way of living that cultivates compassion, plants seeds of happiness, and brings healing to those broken places within us. So we don't shame or deny our shadows, but we sit with them and learn what they have to say. There's a guru named, if I say her name correctly, Anandamayi Ma, that said, learn to see the divine in all worthy undertakings of humankind. And so see God, see Goddess in all worthy undertakings that we do. And our bodies are the ways we do that. So embodied spirituality doesn't seek to eradicate nor sublimate our humanity or our bodies, but rather it seeks to integrate our bodies, our minds, and spirit into one whole, so to speak, whole, one whole being. So for example, just an everyday example, when I'm tense and my breathing gets shallow, I don't pray for forgiveness for being angry. Rather, I sit with this anger and I examine the feelings that I'm feeling. I merge with my breath and I bring it deeper and slower and allow my muscles to relax as the anger tells me its story. I'm able to step away from the feeling of anger and just observe it and to hear it and to think rationally about it. And then I'm able to love myself and even love my anger and reclaim the part of myself that felt unheard and reintegrate it into a healed way and respond from a place of healing rather than rage that might hurt others with my words. That's just a practice of embodied spirituality. So Hatha Yoga is doing that for me. It teaches me to bring my awareness to my body and my breath. It guides me to recognize my shadow selves and sometimes even brings up painful memories held in my own body that play out as triggers in everyday life. A little bit about me. There are times I cannot stand to be touched. If someone that I don't necessarily know touches me, I tense up, I freeze. It causes a reaction. And some of that goes back to things in my past that are still healing. And as I learn to heal those parts, to hear those parts, tell their story, and forgive those stories, and listen to reintegrate them, I'm able to heal. And over the years, I've done some of that, and less am I triggered by someone being in my space or someone simply offering a hug. Whereas before, it would almost send me into a full-blown panic attack. So as I move in yoga and I bend and twist, I listen to that. I listen to my body. I listen to my emotions. I listen to my memories. And I hear their story and I hear the voice of the goddess in those stories, sometimes painful stories in my past. And as she comes sometimes as a wounded child or an abused lover. Or a scared little boy taught to hate himself and who he loves. And allowing those parts of myself to tell their stories, I can begin the process of loving myself back together again, becoming a more whole person. And with that, I find God in my breath. I find God in my body and God in my loving of others. Another aspect of embodied spirituality for me is that the world, the planet, is also sacred. The trees, the wind, the snow, and the rising sun. The planet and the elements are not things to be used, but they're gods, gods incarnate. Sometimes things get out of balance in nature, often caused by us humans. And I'm challenged to hear the voice of the earth and the air, the fire and the waters. And I'm asked to do my part to heal and help others reintegrate into our greater body of the planet, lest we destroy ourselves in our attempted destruction of her. And I seek to do my little portion, my little part. Our bodies, like nature, are an ecosystem. Each feeling is often connected to emotion, is connected to our breath, and is connected to our muscles and our bodies. Our brains, our emotions and bodies are also beautifully connected. So rather than hating the flesh, we honor it. Our bodies are the body of God. God becoming, God evolving, God growing through us, in us. Our bodies are the body of the goddess. And so I continue to ask myself, as I sit with my own demons in these yoga asanas, these yoga poses, what world will I choose to birth as the goddess? Will I birth one that is a little more just, a little more kind, and a little more open? Or will I birth one that continues to be broken, that is exclusionary, and filled with pain and rage. And each one of us has a choice with every breath of what kind of world we create. I hope you've enjoyed this episode. If you want to continue listening, please consider joining our Patreon or visiting us on Facebook. Until next time, this is Pax.